If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And let me explain. First, it's free, and we all love free. Their creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it could be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listener. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So definitely check it out. I am using Anchor and I love it. Good morning, and welcome back to the Daily Dose. This is your girl, Gina Cherie. So today is Monday, where most of us are already started our day or getting ready to start our day. I know I'm about to go to work, so I know a lot of people are off. Today is President's Day, no school. Yes, you gotta be at home with the babies today. But before I headed out, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of encouragement. Not just for you, but trying to encourage myself. You know how we do. So I've been battling something and more of self-worth and my ability to accomplish things, right? So what are you talking about, Gina? Well, a lot of us chase after success. And some of us, as weird as this may sound, some of us are more afraid of succeeding than failing. You're like, what? Yes, because sometimes we think that we are not capable or worthy enough of getting the positions that we get. And so when it happens, you're like, what's next? And how am I going to make this work? What if I do succeed, then what? Especially when you're coming from something that you've known for a majority of your life, and you're switching over to something new, that can be scary for anybody. That transition, can be scary for anyone. So I've been thinking about that all weekend. So I have to mind over everything, right? Like we talk about healthy inner conversations. And what we think we speak and what we speak that we act upon, right? So if I keep thinking that I don't deserve the position and what if I fail or what if I succeed, what happens next? Like, I gotta get out of my own way and I have to remind myself of who I am and what I'm capable of, and with God, all things are possible. So I want to do the same for anyone else out there. If you guys are chasing after a dream and you're a little afraid, if you guys are transitioning through a new job position or just anything that's significantly different in your life, and you're like wondering what would happen if I succeed or what would happen if I fail, then this is definitely for you. And if it's not for you, send it to somebody that you think might need it and give them some encouragement. So that's my whole point of this. So we got to always remember that the times in our life where everything will align to what you desire, to your progress, small or big achievements that you have. Our journey to be fully healed will not be an easy path. There's so many challenges that we will encounter before we get to the destination. And that is so, like, how many times have we had to jump over hurdles, or we have to go through something bad, or we have to cry through something to get to where God really wants us to be? There are certain times that you want to give up, but I hope you never stop pursuing what you want and what your passion is. Embrace those little and big hardships in life. Soon success will come to you and you will be genuinely happy, and that you deserve it. Like, we got to keep in mind that we deserve it, and no matter what, we have to keep going. Like, I've learned that no matter how powerless we feel or how horrible things seem, we can't give up. We have to keep going. Even when it's scary, even when all of our strength seems gone, we have to keep picking ourselves back up and moving forward. Because whatever we're battling in this moment, it will pass and we will make it through. We made it this far and we can make it through whatever comes next. But you also have to remember, you guys, when something is for you, it will be for you. When something is for you, it will bring clarity. It will be aligned to your life, and it won't have chaos or confusion. When something is for you, it will not run or hide or avoid being yours. You don't have to chase after anything or anyone. When something is for you, you won't feel the need to beg, convince, or force it. Things will feel free, at ease, and grounded, and safe. When something is for you, you will not make any questions or second guess your worth. Let's read that one more time. When something is for you, you will not question it or second guess your worth. Instead, you will remind you on how worthy and loved you truly are. When something is for you, it will feel healthy and supportive. It won't be toxic or destructive. When something is for you, you will know it. Stop ignoring the signs. Stop ignoring the signs. Release what needs to be released so that you can receive what needs to be received. But in all things, just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Let us make our future now, and let us make our dreams tomorrow's reality. Happiness is not by chance, but by choice. You guys, we said that the last time, right? Like, I ended the last show with Thursday's encouragement with that. And if you're wondering why I'm saying it again, because it just rings so true to most situations that we go through. We can't give up. God has brought us this far, and if He brought us this far, and if He give you something on your, if He place something on your heart, He will give you the tools to do it. He will give you everything that you need, and I honestly believe that. And I know it's not God, it's me. I know it's my mind, it's my fear, it's my anxiety, it's my insecurity, you can say, that is speaking and doubting my capabilities and your capabilities. And we got to be mindful for that. And one thing somebody told me, and I keep this with me now, and she said that God listens to us, and we all know that He does. But we also have to remember that the devil listens to us, and he hears us too. So the fear that we speak, the insecurities that we feel or we think or that we speak out loud, the devil's listening to that too. And he is going to play on that, and he's going to use that to keep us bound and keep us distracted and keep us doubting ourselves. So just always remember to never give up. No matter how many hurdles, no matter how many things that we're going to have to face to get to where we want to go, don't give up. So that's not just for you. Like I said, it's for me as well. So take that with you guys. I hope that someone can use it. And if it's not for you, share it with somebody else that is doubting themselves, or they're wanting to give up, or they are worried about failing, or even worrying about succeeding. Hopefully that it blesses them, it blesses you. And remember, happiness is a choice, and we will choose to be happy, and we will choose to go forward and go after what God has for us. That's it. That's all I have for you. So go out in the world and make somebody smile, hug somebody, love somebody, encourage somebody. Like always, this is your girl, Gina Cherie, and thank you for taking the time out to tune in to The Daily Dose. Until next time, you guys. Before I go, because I have a lot of questions that people ask me about what channels to listen on. So, of course, you guys can listen to me on anchor.fm/Gina764. So that is the one of the podcast platforms. But you can also tune in to The Daily Dose on Spotify. And iHeartRadio. You can also tune in to The Daily Dose on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Let's see. There's quite a few, you guys. So Pandora is another one. I'm working my best to get on XM Radio, so keep your fingers crossed for that. Yeah, I think that's it, you guys. Oh, even Alexa. Even if you put in Alexa and you say The Daily Dose, it pulls it up. So those are the channels where you guys can listen. If you guys need to reach out to me, though, you guys can also email me at thedailydose1004@gmail.com or hostgenasharia@gmail.com. So leave me messages. Subscribe to my website, gsltalk.com. And that's where you guys can keep up with all the latest shows and things that I'm doing, all the events that I'm having, the giveaways that I'm having. So go to there. The website is gsltalk.com. Subscribe so that you guys can get your weekly emails and all that good stuff. Until next time, you guys have a beautiful Monday, and I will see you here again.